Muscular dystrophy is another one. And here's a case, and I actually had this confirmed 2 days ago. My theory was that we've been sending Jerry Lewis for 2 years emails and hard copy of the kids we're curing of muscular dystrophy. And last year, Jerry Lewis was not the host on the telethon for the first time in 22 years. Nobody said anything. It's just, Jerry's not here, that's it. He was literally sent on a cruise so nobody could ask him anything. And he's always sick. Well, no, even on deathbed, he'd be saying, take care of Jerry's kids, right? And it turns out that they fired him because he brought all my data to the medical committee, and they said, hey, Jerry, this is just months before the telethon, and we won't make any money if people realize there's a cure, so you're fired. They fired Jerry Lewis because he brought the medical committee my data, and they just made a clean sweep. They fired everybody in the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation who is loyal to Jerry Lewis just in the last couple of months. And this year, they're only going to have a 2-hour telethon instead of a 24-hour telethon, and it's all going to be pre-recorded so nobody can interrupt it.
By the way, this is a big news story, and I have no doubt it's true, but I mean,
Absolutely.
how did you learn about this? Because we need to get a story out on this.
Okay. Well, I actually theorized that because we had been sending him all this data, and his personal assistant said how wonderful this was, and Jerry was excited. And I said, look, we're not looking for any money from the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation. We were looking for just Jerry, give him the opportunity to make the announcement. After all, everybody in their own mind knows that Muscular Dystrophy kids are Jerry's kids. And I thought it was only fair, even though we had made the discovery, we thought it was only fair with all the efforts he'd put forth for 22 years, it was only fair that he was given the opportunity to make the announcement that the cure had been found. And so we'd been sending him all this data, and then suddenly he's fired. And so it had to have, so I guessed it. Well, just a couple of days ago, I called his personal assistant and asked, I said, okay, I'm theorizing this, I've been saying this, this is my belief over the years. And she said, yes, you're quite correct. And she was the one who volunteered that the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation had fired all of his supporters at the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation. If they even look like they like Jerry Lewis, they fired them all. And the
Wow.
telethons.
So, oh, wait a minute. You noticed that you were in contact giving him info. He was suddenly gone. You called her back and she confirmed that.
That's correct.
Good Lord.
Yeah, so I've talked to her many times. I've probably talked to her a dozen times over the last year, again saying, look, we're not looking for any money from the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation. We just want to give Jerry the opportunity because we're going to have a huge announcement coming out here in a couple of months. Cystic fibrosis announcements are coming out as we speak, very quickly in the next couple of days. We know the cause for ancient cure. We've actually known it for 35 years, but I'm starting to get the reversal of the genetic markers, so there's no doubt about it. And these are independent hospitals on hospital letterhead. They're freaking out because they couldn't believe it was possible, and they retested it, and the retests were better than the original test. And so they're very excited about this. That's for cystic fibrosis. Now, muscular dystrophy is the same thing. And even kids who've been in wheelchairs for 20 years, they get up and walk. Kids who have had it for 2 or 3 or 4 years, who can't stand up longer than a minute or two, they fall down. Are now playing basketball and they'll knock you down to make a point.
But that's just like scurvy. I was even reading in mainland literature that a lot of times the hospitals won't test for nutritional deficiencies. Your teeth are falling out, your skin's falling apart. They don't ask, hey, you're drinking nothing but Coca-Colas and eating Doritos all day or eating Cheetos. You're starving to death. It's not, explain empty calories versus nutrients.